Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
And he has Chiron in the seventh. Chiron, the wounded healer. Seventh house relationships. You know, 12th house, our undoing. His 12th house is Libra.
His undoing came from a legal matter, basically.
Yes, you know. His bonded relationships. He was bonded. You look at 8th house is Gemini, and his siblings' kids was his family.
Yep.
And his assistant.
Yeah.
Some say that wasn't his assistant.
But he was very clear. He really clarified that in the
documentary. I got a question for you. There was another part in the documentary when the assistant, you remember his name?
Oh my goodness. Yes, this is his name.
Anyway, the assistant opened up the cabinet drawer, in the kitchen, and it was full of
vitamins.
Yeah. And all of that stuff.
One in the sixth.
Which means, there you go. Virgo, sixth house, his sixth house is Aries, but moon air, what's that? Uranus?
Uranus is also in the sixth house, and Mercury is in the sixth house at 0 degrees. But I actually want to say something. I think, the beginning you put on that clip where it says that, that he was like a healer and he would heal with his hand. Moon in the sixth also has a need to heal.
I agree.
Moon in the sixth could also be a healer. A very, it's a super dignified healer.
I would agree.
Virgo is another sign of healing.
By the way, just to be fair, the astro chart would have Aries on the 12th, which would be disputes as well. So, just to be fair. But when you start lining up, doing the timing techniques and stuff like that, it's not lining up. Well, it didn't line up for me. Other y'all out there could try it yourself, but is there something else that kind of stood out to you that you want to speak about
Walter?
On the documentary.
I was surprised to learn about the whole legal dispute. I didn't know about that previously, but it's not so much something that stood out to me, though it does, especially because it's astrology and everybody always thinks that astrology come with some bad news. But what I can relate to, and what I love the most about what was said about him, is that he never had a negative thing to say. Like, he always had something positive to say. In all of his episodes or segments on TV or anything that he did with astrology, every time he spoke to a person, or he delivered, his monologues and whatnot, he was very positive in his mental frame, how astrology.
That stood out to me as well. I like that aspect of him.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, I don't want to say that, I don't also want to ascribe to denial. I understand the negativity exists, in the world, but I do that he came a lot from a positive point of view, rather than. Some astrologers would say, this is good, or this is bad, or this is fortunate, or this is, unfortunate. At least that's how it was practiced, in ancient and Vedic astrology, it's really how it's practiced. But I don't necessarily like saying this is good or bad. So I'd rather, I really like that. That was the part that I liked the most, that he always had something positive to say. And people love that. That's why he was so loved, I would say.
One other thing that stood out to me was he kind of worked himself to death, sort of.
Going into sex.
Yeah, and Aries, as far as, you know, keep going. Yeah. By the way, if y'all want to know some of the dates I used for my timing, August 3rd, 1969, his first show. October 3rd, 2006, his last show. June 7th, 1995, the contract was drawn up against him. The contract that he lost his name. He signed the contract on August 4th, 1995. He actually signed his life away. That would be sixth. He became a slave.
Oh, in the sixth house. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
I also used around January 2012, he went to the Cleveland clinic after a heart attack, but he had the heart attack like in December, a few days before he went to the clinic. I also used, those were the main dates. He was Mr. Television Award in 1986, May of 2019, they started celebrating his career. You could check some of the transits that's going on.
That's interesting. That's interesting because in May of 2018, Uranus went into Taurus, so it's transiting to seven.
Yeah. January 12th, he lost the lawsuit against the company that took his name. Oh, I said October.
January 12th, what?
January 2012.
Oh, January 2012.
Yeah, January 2012, he lost the lawsuit. 6 years after his last show.
Interesting.
Oh, another thing that stood out to me, I think one of his nieces or somebody in his family said he died twice.
Really?
Yeah. He died. The first time he died was during that heart attack.
Oh, yeah. I actually.
Yeah. And the second time he died was,
so he had a near-death experience.
Yeah. Scorpio.
Right.
Yeah. Death and rebirth, regeneration.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.